What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Got to pace myself. Full week for the first time in a while, so.
What's going on?
Really got to pace. 4 hours?
Yeah.
5 days?
Yeah.
Man.
20 hours.
I don't even know what I'm going to do. A 20-hour work week? What is...
Yeah,
man, what are the troops even fighting for if we can't get some time off? This is ridiculous.
Well, we've got we've had some short weeks,
yeah.
I think is what you're referring to.
I may have to take a vacation day middle of the week just to kind of recoup and rest. You can't ask me to just throw myself into a 20-hour work week. I mean, come on, I'm only human.
Well, the Purdue game was on Friday.
Yeah.
Booted us off the air.
Nothing we could do about that.
The week before, I think we had Seahawks, maybe?
We had Seahawks in the week before. I think it was Thursday night, too. So I think it's been 3 weeks since.
No, we had two Oregon Friday games.
Oh, that's right. We had two Oregon Friday games and the Seahawks.
And then a Seahawks Thursday. And I think we had a Seahawks Monday.
It's been a while. Look, that's all I'm
you're
saying.
Right.
I don't even know what to do.
Let's throw a protest.
Where can I strike? The WNBA is potentially getting a work stoppage. Why not us?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I've been fighting for 3 to 6 for years.
I know.
No.
Yeah, we know well, our value.
Here's the thing about that.
Wait, we don't have value.
Yeah, we don't. But no. We like to think we do.
Yeah.
That is going all of my legwork to get that done.
Yeah.
And there has been some
some progress.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some movement on that front.
Knocking on that door for a decade.
No, not a decade. Only since Kim's been here.
Yeah. So 6 years.
Oh, has she been here long?
Yeah, she's been here 6 years.
Mm. Not anymore.
No.
Because she is leaving.
Yeah. The fearless leader.
We're losing her.
Yeah, she's moving on.
She's moving to a winery.
Yeah, you can't beat wine country. And if you've ever heard her on our program drunk, you understand that we can't compete with wine country.
No.
Is it Santa Rosa? What are we supposed to do? We can't compete with Santa Rosa.
I think she's from down there, perhaps.
Yeah, she's got family down there.
Is that right?
Yeah. She's a Bay Area gal.
Well, listen, who cares about her? More importantly, we are going to have to start all over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am, because you don't join my fights.
No.
But
I keep my head down.
Well, I don't. And whoever is going to run this sinking ship
is going to hear from you.
Is going to hear about it.
You run a long line of lead host traditions of putting your leg up on
That's
something
right.
a la Ian Furness and letting them know.
If Furness did it, why can't I do it?
I do a lot of this. Good idea, boss. I'll be over here minding my own business.
At any rate, Kim is leaving us next month.
Yeah.
So we got to start all over. I want to get it to 3 to 6. I want all club 1080, 3 to 6.
It'd be.
What do you guys think about that?
It'd be tasty. Good luck on that. I will silently support you from the back of the room.
Thanks. Someone might want some sports at some point. You might have to do it like an hour a week of sports.
Hey, tell those people to can it.
What if we did a combo show?
Isn't that what we do now?
I mean, yeah, it's really...
You know, people say that, but it's pretty sportsy.
Is it?
For the first 3 hours, it is.
Well,
is it?
I mean, when you look at the 4 hours total, the first segment is not sports.
Sometimes
in the news is not sports. The club is not sports. So you're looking already at seven out of 16 segments.
Look, it's a lot closer to 50-50 than you want to admit.
I want it 50-50. Maybe even 60-40.
Throw in a couple open seggies and we're at 50-50.
Yeah, I love a good open seggie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but as someone points out on the Vancouver Ford text line, Doug's basketball is right around the corner, boys. Right around the corner.
I have some bad news.
You sons of bitches. Are we doing a Big Ten thing now?
Well, it's not my fault.
It is your... I thought you were fighting for us.
I am. I don't make game times.
Are we getting bumped to 9-10 for the Big Ten starts?
No. It's just that for the foreseeable future, they're all late game starts.
I would have thought with some of the Big Ten road games...
Well, they're not in the Big Ten until January.
What do you mean they're not in the... Oh, well, non-con. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So... The non-conference schedule so far, at least of the game times that are out.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've looked at this.
I was going to say, I expect you to be up on these sorts of things.
Well, I am. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't like that.
They're all late starts.
It's no good. It's no good. Well, sports.
I guess we got to work.
All right. 20 hours. Let's do this. Somehow. You know what? I'm just going to grind my face off. I'm going to be like a secret agent, man. I'm just grinding my face off this whole week for you.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm looking at the notes here. They've never been. It's so long. The notes are so
extensive. I don't even know where do you start.
Where do you start?
I don't know.
Where does one start? I know where we can start.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You know whose birthday it is today?
Mm,
not mine.
No. I know when your birthday is.
When's Buck's birthday?
I don't know. What is old Buckley?
Any guesses?
I got to put that on my phone. You look like a March kid.
Close.
Because March is pretty...
Feb 3rd, right after Groundhog's Day.
Oh, all right.
So it used to be kind of Super Bowl and your birthday, but now they've moved the Super Bowl out
It's been moved enough, but like when I was growing up, almost every year I had a Super Bowl birthday party where like friends would come over, we would gamble on props and squares, and that started, you know.
Makes sense.
My dalliances with gambling started early around my birthdays.
I love that.
Yeah. I'd like to see that you've really rounded into your degenerate form.
And my friends would get kind of ticked off because 2 years in a row I won my own pool.
Well, I mean, hey, man, it's not rigged.
It doesn't look great, but, you know,
Super Bowl party, you won the pool?
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
Does the Super Bowl hosts, are they always in the game?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's my birthday, so, you know, I get to do what I want.
Well, but again, it's like, fair. You can't help. You know, it's
the way we used to do it is like
the Super Bowl.
We would get everyone would get a prop sheet, and you had to pick 20 props, and whoever got the most right would take that home.
Yeah,
and so there's no way I could. Yeah,
I doubt that the NFL is in on some sort of conspiracy for Ryan Buckley's birthday squares. I mean, for God's sakes,
today is the birthday of one J. Joseph Harrington, 46 years old, young buck. Wait. Does that hold you on?
Yeah. Me and Joey.
Dun, dun.
Both old. Woo-hoo! I'm a lot grayer than he is and balder and less handsome, and that just is depressing.
Yeah, well.
You rarely have good questions.
Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah.
But what? He turns 46 today, and I got to tell you, you missed out on a big party.
Yeah. I was not allowed to be there.
Friday night.
I was up north getting screwed over.
Well, I want to hear about this.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready. You ever, anyway.
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
It was close. There was close to having violence.
I heard they got you the wrong.
It was really, really bad. Really, really, really bad. Let me just say for the record.
Can we say what you were doing?
Yeah, you can say what I was doing. So there was a Washington State EV credit. When my kids graduate college, I have always leased them. I leased my daughter a car, and my son will graduate in a couple months. And the Washington State had an EV credit for EVs. So I was going to lease him a car, and then I was going to drive it for a few months. And then when he graduated, that was like a nice little incentive for him. And so we went up north into the wonders of Bellevue, and we're going to lease my son a car, and then I was going to have to co-sign for it because, you know, you're a college kid, you don't have any credit. And let me just state for the record that Audi of Bellevue is the worst car dealership in the history of mankind.
Oh, no.
And that entire place can kiss my rosy
red ass.
Right in the butt.
Did you get a car, or did you tell him to shove it?
It is hands down the worst experience I have ever had. And I said, I will do everything in my power to spread the word about what an absolute pile of dog ass.
Right there, live on the radio.
Your dealership is. So everyone affiliated with that, do not go there. That is the worst group of people I have ever encountered in my entire life.
Spicy indeed.
Yes. 6 hours worth of train rides, right? 3 hours on a train up.
Okay, so you went to pick up a car.
Went to pick up a car.
And they sent you the wrong car, right?
And then it got worse.
Yeah.
And it just went from there. And it just, it went worse and worse and worse and worse. And their big apology after spending 5.5 hours in their dealership, after spending 3 hours on a train ride up and 3 hours on a train ride back, the manager bought my $30 train ticket home and then sent me a text message and said, just sent it to you. Safe travels, ! Kiss my ass.
Hey, your ticket was only $30.
$30 on a train ride up.
That's a deal.
for a 3-hour train ride. And my son drove down from Bellingham.
$10 an hour.
For, you know, whatever, what is that, an hour and a half down there. So.
Well, you were getting bent over.
Yes.
The bat signal went up early Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That, believe it or not, Joey Harrington did invite us to the Green Couch.
Yep.
For the game.
And I was too busy because my son was already on his way down and I was on my way up to help him get his first car.
So he wanted to have us over to watch the Purdue game.
Because
Oregon played Purdue. I don't know if you guys know that. But they played on Friday.
Yes.
So Sook's over getting bent over. And he was, yeah. You know, the idea was, hey, you know, because, you know, like, that's short notice.
Yes.
So
and
I'm like,
tickets had already been bought, and it was.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, you're going to do that. The question is can you get back in time to maybe party a little
bit?
And
I thought, sure.
Yeah, you probably could have if everything hadn't gone so sideways.
I was told that everything was done, and all we had to do was get there, and 45 minutes later, we'd be signed and out the door. Wrong.
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 So I went over there before dinner, because we had a dinner at 7,
mm-hmm.
and I got to tell you.
Yeah.
That Joey Harrington household,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you something.
They dialed in.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
First of all, the house is like out of a magazine.
Yeah.
There's nothing out of place.
No.
Does it feel a little bit like a J. Crew catalog, kind of?
It's just not even J. Crew. Like, think, what's the highest end?
I don't know.
What are all the Richie ladies like? Because it's gorgeous.
Like a Saks Fifth Avenue sort
of thing.
I mean,
freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I walked in there. His family could not be any more delightful.
Yes.
His old fashions are so on point. I can't even tell you. That might be the best old fashioned I've ever had.
You know,
wow.
And this
is,
they're so good.
Not only did I have the worst experience known to man, they are going to rock your ass for 2 hours, but it cost me. I've been trying to get an invite to the damn Green Couch now for years, and the invite comes, and what? It's just it couldn't be any worse.
So there were six people in the house. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Six. Now, it wasn't a soiree of sorts.
Yeah.
Because
it's more of an intimate gathering.
Within probably the first 30 minutes mm-hmm. of when I got there, four of them left.
Oh.
So.
Was it because they saw the likes of you? I don't like the way this is going.
I'm thinking so. Two of them were his teenage sons.
Oh.
And they wanted another. You know, they were doing their thing.
Yeah.
And then his brothers were there and they left. You know, the Harrington brothers.
Yes.
There are three Harrington brothers.
Yes. We've met. I think I've met two of them.
Were they wearing any jerseys?
Was one wearing a drunken Falcons jersey?
No, but he did remind me that was him. And then
how could you forget?
One. Mike, yeah, he was there. So, and then the wife, right?
Yes.
So the old fashions he makes, and we'll talk to him about this on Friday. Oh my God, they are so good. First of all, he puts otherworldly bourbon into his old fashions,
mm-hmm.
which helps.
Sure.
But he also has homemade bitters that he makes.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's his key.
That's his key.
How do you even make bitters?
Dude, I don't even know.
I got a buddy of mine that makes a homemade maple bitter, and then he makes like a smoky old-fashioned maple. Oh,
sounds nice for this time of year.
Oh.
But it was delightful.
Damn, and that Harrington household.
I will say there was an unsung hero. There was a showstopper
mm-hmm.
at the Harrington household
yeah.
that I did not see coming.
Oh.
And you wouldn't have either.
No.
Boogers the cat.
What do you have, a cat named Boogers?
Yeah. And he's great.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. He just laid on my lap and watched the Purdue game. And he was notably falling asleep.
Did you feel like a villain? Like you just had some cat in your lap,
well,
like Mr. Bigglesworth?
As you well know, I don't like cats all that much.
Yeah.
And I don't get along with cats all that much. And yeah. I could care less about cats. And
sure.
usually cats could care less about me or any yeah. human for that matter.
They're eating the cats.
But that cat just jumped right on my lap and curled up and went to sleep.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It was the cutest little thing.
I got nothing against it. Now,
and
I
he's old.
I'm not a cat guy, but I will embrace a cat that's cool with me. I just, I'm a dog
well, yeah.
person.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
The only thing missing at the Harrington household was a well-groomed Kirk Herbstreit Golden Retriever.
Yeah, and then you would you have know? Had the, instead of Boogers the cat.
Yeah.
Do we
I mean,
know why the cat's name Boogers? Is that a kid thing? It's a little, you know.
I don't remember. You can ask him.
Hmm.
He probably told me, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I was knee deep in bourbon.
This only makes me more bitter.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get your chance. Listen, the game was terrible.
It was not interesting.
And we all bounced early.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, it's not like you missed a rager
no.
or anything, but no. it was nice of him to invite us over And I couldn't pass that up. I had to stop in.
I understand.
See what was going on. And the green couch is wonderful.
Yeah.
And the pillows on the green couch are on point.
Are you just rubbing it in at this point? Are you just taunting me?
Well, I mean, I just want you to know the pillow game from Emily, dude, beat it.
I just feel like, I can't.
And then
you think my pillow game is going to beat that? Come on.
No, none of our pillow games are going to beat that. I told my wife that.
Yeah.
The young son, Emmett, who has once been on our show telling dad jokes, you remember him?
Yeah, I remember.
Him giving crap to the oldest son is really funny, too.
Oh.
He basically said he was lucky to be on the varsity soccer team. It was great.
Giving him the business?
Just Americana over there.
Yeah. No, I was busy being lied to and screwed over, so.
So happy birthday to the great Joey Harrington. Thank you for having me, not Suk, over.
Yes.
And maybe someday you'll be able to go.
Someday. I think that was my one chance. Although.
You better get over there quick.
I think because you knew I was going. I think that this was all premeditated to give me the invite that I couldn't accept. I think this is a collusion sort of thing where I'm just like, hey, he's gone. Like, he's not around. And Joey's like, watch this. I'm going to invite knowing that I can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is all a setup.
I was wondering that. There's a very famous Office episode where, like, Michael Scott never gets invited to do anything social with everybody, and they drop a very last-minute invite to try to, like, get it out of the way, thinking it's not going to be capitalized on, and here we are.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
However, I think we all know that Suk is a way more interesting house guest than I am. Hmm. I mean, I bring nothing to the table.
Yeah.
I did bring gifts, so that's nice, from Straight Away.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of that,
yeah.
I'm just going to drink your bourbon and look at your house.
And boogers is going to
pet your boogers.
And let me tell you something. Boogers is wonderful. You better get over there because...
It's, one of those. I mean... I get it. We've all been there. You're like, Next time you go over, be careful. If you go over and you don't see boogers, don't ask what happened to boogers. You already know.
Well, the other one already died.
So, oh, yeah.
Recently. So.
Hey, man. That's what happens.
Can't win them all over there.
That's what happens to old cats and dogs.
Well, Suk was not on the Hawk to a Girls podcast over the weekend.
No.
He was being bent over in Bellevue, Washington, where I hear that is what they like to do up there.
Yeah, don't...
That's not what I meant. Can you strike that from the record, please?
What are you trying to say here?
I don't know. I had a joke and it didn't go over. That's not what I meant.
No.
I love Bellevue.
Yeah.
Audi of Bellevue. I now hate them.
Yes.
I know nothing about them.
It was.
But I hate them.
Well, and the last time I was in Bellevue, that was when my buddy got pulled over for the fake DUI.
See what I mean?
0.0. And we got shook down by the Bellevue police for over an hour for my buddy to blow 0.0.
What are they even doing?
Let me just say for the record now, Camus, you're off the hook. I know I'm announcing right now I no longer have an issue with Camus.
I love this. A new feud.
You know who I have an issue with? Bellevue.
Just because of their Audi dealership.
And the overzealous police department pulling us over for a 0.0.
Do you think we know anyone on the board of the Bellevue, like, city council?
Chamber of Commerce
Yeah. That's what I meant.
If you do, then please let me know. I would like to file some complaints.
Well, let's get on it.
Freaking cowards.
All right. If you're unclear, Suk does not like Audi of Bellevue.
No.
Just in case you guys didn't know.
No.
But we had a delightful time without you.
I was not having a delightful time.
We got a break because when we come back, did you know that we're starting a sports show?
I did.
I'm telling you.
I don't know where you want to start. There's a lot of sports.
The notes are long.
There's a lot.
We're just gonna one
systematically go through.
One topic at a time.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us, guys. Happy Monday. Isaac and Suk on the Fan. Boy's ass. Hey, never forget where you were when the Chargers signed DiCaprio Boodle.
The final piece in place.
See that? Do you know who that is?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. But I love that name.
But it came across.
His name is DiCaprio Boodle.
No. I don't think anyone knows unless you're related to DiCaprio Boodle.
And he's now a Charger.
Yeah.
You got that in your sports snort, Buckley? I bet you don't.
I do not have DiCaprio Boodle, you say?
Yeah.
Hey, in my sports note.
The Chargers are kind of like the Steelers in that they're not very good, but they're grinding and could probably be a playoff team. They don't lose games. It's very similar. They just have a better quarterback. Or do they now that Dangerous?
Blocked, cocked, ready to rock.
So it's time for our poll question on 1080 The Fan X account.
Yes.
Can we call it Twitter?
I don't know. I hate Elon Musk, so you can call it whatever
you
want.
Why do you hate
him? I put him in the same category as Bellevue. I hate Elon Musk and Bellevue.
Do you think he shops at Audi Bellevue?
I just feel like he's Bellevue. I don't know. Mm. Like I said,
is there a Tesla dealership in Bellevue?
If there is, I'm sure it's terrible.
It does seem like Elon Musk has gone insane, or perhaps he was just always insane.
Yeah.
And we're just now seeing it.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, it does seem that way.
Yeah. A little unhinged at this point.
I wonder what he drives.
My guess is a Tesla, but
Cybertruck, baby.
Oh, God. I bet he does.
Yeah.
He's perfect for the Cybertruck.
Sounds about right.
He is the Cybertruck.
He is the Cybertruck.
He's the human embodiment of a
Cybertruck.
What
if he drives like a Prius?
Wouldn't it be something if you were driving, if he was driving something that he didn't make?
Does he even drive?
Probably not.
Do you think Elon Musk drives?
Probably not.
Where does he live? Where's Tesla?
They moved to Texas.
Yeah. So I think he's in Texas.
He probably just has one of the self-driving, little things that drives him around. But no, I think when you're worth that much money, I'm guessing you don't drive a lot.
Yeah. Probably has a little Jetsons mobile.
That would be my guess.
Toodles around.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on X, guys, at 1080 The Fan. First, wrapping up Thursday's poll question, which seems like ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which surprise team currently unbeaten would it be most dandy to see finish that way?
Mm.
41% said Army, 23% said Navy, 20% said Indiana, and only 16% chose BYU.
Let me point out, they're all undefeated, by the way. Army Navy is phenomenal, but how about my Cougs? How about the BYJs doing it again?
Yeah. And Indiana.
Yeah. Although they lost their quarterback for a period of time. He broke his thumb. Didn't matter because the other guy came in and continued to kick Nebraska's ass. And I said, if they handled Nebraska, that I would start taking Indiana seriously. You have my attention now, Indiana, because they boat raced. Not a great, but a solid Nebraska team, and they boat raced them.
So today's question is a very simple one. Only two options on here for you. Which team is better, Georgia or Oregon?
Hmm.
That's it.
It's a good question. I think the Georgia stuff, how do I put it? We know Georgia's good.
How you say?
Say it for the record. There is not an elite team in college football right now. Just isn't. Oregon's not elite. Ohio State's not elite. Georgia's not elite. Texas isn't elite. They're not. They're very good, but every one of them has flaws. And we're going to overreact to that Georgia game versus Texas. I mean, dude, Georgia beat the brakes off of them, but Georgia's offense isn't very good. That was Texas being god-awful on offense for 2.5 quarters and continue to make dumb mistakes, and Georgia not really being required to do anything on offense other than score on short field. So, I mean, Georgia's really good, but that's not this idea that they're that much better than Texas. If those two teams played again, I'm not certain that I mean, obviously, the score proves Georgia's better. I just don't think there's this giant gap. I don't think there's a giant gap between any of those teams. So, and elite? I don't know. I guess you just have to say you trust Georgia, but I don't love Georgia's offense. I don't.
Well, elite wasn't in the question. The question was, which team is better?
Is better.
You changed the question in your head.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why you did that.
I don't know. I guess you just say Georgia because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Georgia has proved it. But obviously Oregon's undefeated. I mean, I think honestly, that's a coin flip.
Well, you have to pick one. I didn't give you it's probably a coin flip. I won't answer it.
Proof's in the pudding, right? So Oregon at home against Ohio State, what the hell? Right. I'll take Oregon.
Ducks are the better team.
Sure. And I have no
There's no conviction in that.
None whatsoever.
But at least you chose one.
Well, because again, without a dumb PI call, I guess it wasn't dumb, a 50-50, but it probably was the right call.
Well, I mean, then
Ohio State beats them and we're not talking about them like
that. The thing that Oregon has over the other three big boys, which would be Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas, is they have clearly the best quarterback play.
Yes.
Of the four.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia is really good. They showed that against Texas, but Carson Beck did not play great.
No, he did not. That's what I said. I think only one of their drives, if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to go back and double check this, but I believe one of their drives started, they had to go beyond midfield. I mean, it was just
I don't really know
defense and short fields.
I don't really know who their go-to guy on offense is. Like they don't really have
one.
The Bowers years past.
And it's one of their weaker receiving cores. And we went into this season thinking Carson Beck was the number one overall pick, and I'm not going to say that I've watched every snap of Georgia football, but I've seen a good hunk of Georgia, and I just don't love what you see flashes of it, the second half against Alabama when he's cooking. But boy, that certainly does not look like an overwhelming first-round pick to me. I mean, Dillon Gabriel and Will Howard have both had better years significantly than what Carson Beck has had. And, dude, Quinn Ewers, and I know he's been hurt, when you get sat down for Arch Manning, and I know Arch didn't do anything and then they went back to Quinn Ewers, but when that happens, do you realize that if Quinn Ewers, when he got sat, if Arch Manning had led a touchdown drive on that, that's probably the end of Quinn Ewers? Like, when you make a switch to a talented freshman, I guess not a freshman, I think he's a sophomore, but when you make a switch to a five-star kid like that, that is saying, hey, I'm giving this young kid a chance to take the job and run with it. Now, he didn't. He didn't grab it, so it's back to Quinn Ewers. But if you don't think that that is significant, that they sat him down and gave Arch Manning a chance to run away with that job, that hasn't happened to Will Howard. It hasn't happened to Quinn Ewers. So, you know, the Oregon has better quarterback play than those other schools.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, they do. You're 100% correct.
That's why I think Oregon has a little bit of an edge on them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they may be, if they match up, I mean, they've already beaten Ohio State, but if they match up with Texas or match up with Georgia, maybe that is not the deciding factor.
Yeah.
You know, which is why we'd like to see them all play. How about that?
Yes.
Which team is better, Georgia, Oregon? Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. When we come back, we'll get to our college football carrier pigeon. We can start with Oregon now being number one, or we can start with the big game runaround, which includes Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama. I'll let you choose that since you're the esteemed co-host of the program.
I'll noodle.
Okay, you figure that out, and we'll get to one of those two next. Here's Buck. All right, it's time for our college football carrier pigeon. Got a lot of college football notes. Great weekend in college football. Where would you like to start? Game runaround?
I mean, Georgia, Texas. I mean, that was the biggest game.
That was.
It just didn't live up to what we had. Bama, no. Georgia was game of the year. Ohio State, Oregon, game of the year. Texas, Georgia in Texas was supposed to be that, and it really wasn't. It ended up being a somewhat competitive game, but it never felt like Texas was in that.
Can I point out one area where it was the game of the year?
Yeah, go for it.
Just one area.
Yeah.
Of many areas.
Yes.
I believe that game, Georgia-Texas, in Austin, was the single best pouty fan face crowd shot compilation I've ever seen.
Dude, well, Texas really thought that they were the cock of the walk.
And their fans, there is a special kind of pouty face with them, and I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. They're all white.
Yep.
They're
not just white. They're white.
They're all kind of... They're just kind of young and bro-y and cowboy hat-y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all doing kind of, they're doing bits with their cowboy gear. Like Matthew McConaughey now all of a sudden has like a, he's like, have you seen what he wears?
I think he's always worn that.
Well, but he doesn't wear that anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Like it's like a bit.
Yeah, you spruce it up
and
a little
bit. And by the way, he released a statement today.
What, it was his statement? Really?
Yes. This is how absurd Austin, Texas fan is.
Now I got to see the statement.
And it was all on display there.
Okay.
Saturday. This is the thing about that game. That's the only cool thing about the game, other than Georgia kicked the crap out of them, which was kind of funny. But yeah, Matthew McConaughey, the minister of, what do they call him there? The minister of...
Is it culture or whatever?
Yeah. And he wears cowboy hat and leather assless chaps. And,
he's got the leather. Yeah, he certainly cowboys it up whenever.
Well,
Just for that.
I don't know where he lives. He might live there. But
you just got to keep living, man.
Well, he
L-I-V-I-N.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. He's a Texas guy, but there is a lot of cosplay there at Texas.
Of course.
The only guy who, like Kevin Durant was dressed, because, you know, they showed all of the celebrities.
All the celebs.
And Kevin Durant was fine. He's always there, and he's always just dressed like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan was there. He lives in Austin.
He lives in Austin now.
And he was not dressed like anything other than Joe Rogan, look at me, I lift weights. And then everybody else, it just seems, especially in the crowd, it just seems like they're doing bits with their cowboy boots and their buckles and their jeans and their shirts. But my God, do they have pouty fan face all over that stadium. It was so great.
Well, and the weirdest thing, I saw a statement. It was basically about the crowd, you know.
Yeah, he was mad about the crowd.
I have never seen in my life, ever, something that happened at the Texas-Georgia game. So if you didn't see this, I still can't believe it. So I can. So Georgia throws a ball and Texas intercepts it and runs it back to like whatever it was, like the 10-yard line. And so, you know, and at this point, Texas is desperate to try to get back in the game, right? Been getting their ass kicked, and this could be a game-changing sort of moment. Texas is deep in Georgia territory. Flag comes out. P.I. And by the way, it's a terrible call. It wasn't pass interference. As like, I know some people were giving me crap because I didn't think that the Oregon Ohio State one, I don't think you should have thrown that flag. That's a judgment call, but it was probably the right call. This is just a bad call. This is like one of the worst calls you've ever seen, but they happened. And so, you know, 15 yards, interception doesn't count. First and 10, Georgia, 15 yards, let's go. The fans go freaking nuts. Sark's about ready to have a conniption. His leathery-ass skin, which is now the same color as Texas's burnt orange, that's the damnedest thing. Fans just start throwing water bottles on the field and throwing trash. They had to take the players from the bench and move them onto the field so they weren't getting hit by bottles. So this goes on for a series of several minutes. You can't have the game played because there's trash going on the field. So they finally get that all cleaned up, and while the officials are huddled together, for some unknown reason, the head official comes back on and says, after further review, which, by the way, there's no review of pass interference.
Well, they just talked it out.
They talked it out. By the way, you don't think they were staring up at the scoreboard and saw it on the big screen where they're like, oh, my God, that's a terrible call, and fans were throwing stuff.
They changed the call.
They just changed the call. They were like, after further review, there is no pass interference. First down, Texas. I was like, you have to be essing me. I've never seen that, where a crowd goes nuts, throws garbage on the field, and the officials randomly get together and review an unreviewable play and are like, yeah, we decided that, yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding, guys. Kirby, by the way, he has every right to lose his ass. Kirby's like yelling, you can't do that. And he's right. You can't do it. And yet they did it. And well, luckily it didn't matter. I mean, Georgia won the game comfortably by two scores, but oh my God.
Well, they can do that. And they do it all the time in football. It's just this instance, it was a long delay because the fans were so bitchy about it.
But that's the only reason that it happened.
Yeah.
They would not have gotten together because it would have been first and 10 and the game wouldn't have been delayed. Because the fans threw crap on the field and it got delayed, they all had time to sit together and be like, dude, I'm sorry, dude. That was like the worst call I've ever seen.
But they would, if the fans were just cool about it, which they weren't.
No.
The game probably would have just kept going. Yeah. They didn't have time to huddle up.
I guarantee you cannot tell me that at some point someone was like, hey, Steve, I want to look up the big board right there. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, that's that was a pass.
Well, if that's what happened, that's as blatant as it gets.
I've never seen anything like it, ever. And like I said, luckily, that didn't cost anyone a ball game because, you know, well.
Yeah. I mean, they finished him off.
They finished him off. But the right, it's the funny thing is the right call ended up getting made and then it was Texas's ball. But you can't do that.
Well, maybe you can make the case that you can if the right call is being made and fans are that pissed off.
So now what we've learned is that if your team gets screwed over,
that's the hard part.
Just throw a bunch of trash on the field?
That's what Kirby was saying.
You can't do that.
You've set a precedent.
And
you know how dumb college kids are and how drunk they are. Like, what? Imagine this at West Virginia or LSU.
Yeah. Just throwing crap on the field. So, like, I mean, the Oregon-Ohio State call, so let's say that obviously goes the other way, right? And it's Oregon that gets called for the PI because they were at Autzen. So we can just throw trash on the field, and then the officials will get together and be like, yeah, you know what, that was kind of a sketchy call, and I don't want to get hit with a whiskey bottle. So first down, Ohio State, like, you just, that crazy. Is, I've never seen anything like that.
So McConaughey said, first off, you were electric Saturday night when we hosted Georgia. Bravo. Let's continue to bring it. Even though our horns didn't get the W, you created a measurable home field advantage.
Yeah.
But let's get real about the bottle bombing, the field glitch we had. Not cool.
No.
Bogey move. Yeah, that call was BS, but we're better than that. Longhorn Nation knows how to show up, show out like no other, and still keep our class. So, going forward, let's clean that kind of BS up and leave that behind us for good. We have to shake hands on that.
Well, thanks, Matthew.
That's what,
well, hello there.
And I McConaughey love inserting himself into the whole ordeal.
Go away. I just, like, I'm, you know, Texas chose a poor time to play at least for a half. When you go back and watch about 2.5 quarters of that, that is as bad as Texas can play on offense. I actually thought their defense played pretty good considering the predicament that they got left in all game. I just thought it was significant that Quinn Ewers came into the season as a Heisman favorite, and Steve Sarkisian, whether you agree with him or not, made an attempt to switch quarterbacks for the rest of the year. Because if Arch rolls with that, Quinn Ewers is sat down and does not come back in. That is Arch's team going forward.
Well, they do now have a quarterback problem.
Yes, they do.
And that is all on Sark.
Yes.
So let's talk about that and get to Alabama-Tennessee as well when we get back on The Fan. So Oregon is number one. We will get to that coming up. Wrapping up Texas-Georgia. So Texas, if you didn't see it, benched Quinn Ewers for Arch Manning.
Didn't go any better, but...
And then Ewers went back in. Mm-hmm. But... I thought at the time, I'm like, wow, that I thought initially that Sark was just panicking because they were getting their ass kicked physically. And it's one of three things. He either panicked and he just probably regrets it. And he's like, oh, man, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's either that. It's he has some friction with yours that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And he did allude to at the halftime interview. He said, look, I was just trying to light a fire under the kid. Maybe Quinn Ewers gets a certain way. And when Sark sees that, he's like, I know he doesn't perform well when he's this way. I need to put his ass on the bench, send him a message. Maybe there's some coaching there. Or the third way is he really was just, I mean, it's just honest. He was just trying to light a spark.
Yeah.
None of them are good.
No, I just think it's interesting that when you bench a guy, it's one thing like when you're in the NFL and like, let's say, I don't know, like Dak gets benched or a goalie gets pulled in the NHL. Like that's not, you know that that's your guy. But in college... Dude, when you've got a really talented freshman, remember when Spencer Rattler got sat down for Caleb Williams and everyone that like that's not one of those things that you just kind of look at and are like, I don't know. No, that's hey, this is the guy in waiting, and Arch has been waiting a couple years. And when he sat him down, I just thought to myself, oh my God. And I think we had it was like six plays and a punt and then the fumble and for you know Arch's two series, but. You know, I just thought to myself, dude, if you're Quinn Ewers, you went into the season thinking national championship and Heisman, the national title, not that it's over, but it feels like, you know, you're getting put on blast here by getting your ass kicked against Georgia. And not only is my Heisman trophy gone, but it's a weird feeling knowing that if he drives down, that's probably my job. Like I'm not getting another crack at this. It's his job. And that's just a weird feeling for the number one team in the country that went into this game. Unquestioned, like they were 4 or 5 point favorites in this game, right?
Yeah,
over Georgia,
something like that.
They were favorites over Georgia, which doesn't happen. You were the consensus number one team. You're the king of college football right now. You made the playoff last year, and I'm not saying anything is over for Texas. And again, that game is not indicative, I think, of the gap between those two teams. Texas played absolutely the worst possible game on offense in the first half. Defense held up pretty well, and then in the second half, just Texas didn't have enough juice in it. But it certainly feels like that is as big a loss from where you were at to where you could end up after a loss like that, that I've seen in college football in a while. Like Ohio State, Oregon, whoever lost that game, whether the field goal was going to get kicked by Ohio State or whether, you know, Oregon finished that thing off, both those teams are fine. I'm not certain Texas is fine after this. This one may linger.
Well, it's kind of like the Georgia-Bama game. You know, Georgia got its ass kicked in the first half, but they came back in the second half and made you think, okay, maybe it was just a bad half.
Yeah.
And you're saying, I think Texas could have had that sort of feel with this game.
Yeah.
But since they benched yours, it's like, wait, what's going on there?
Yep.
So I don't know what you do now. I assume you just go back to yours.
Yeah, and they're going to.
But... Was he going to be done after this year? Was he going pro?
Yeah, he was. I mean, that was the...
Because I was wondering if goes in there, because somebody said on the Vancouver Ford text line, do you suppose yours was getting the crap beat out of him and that Manning was in there because he was more mobile? Yes, I think that was part of the decision. I mean, Kirby Smart even said that. He was like, Manning can hurt us more with his legs.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, does yours transfer... if he's coming back next year and Arch takes that job or they keep benching him.
It might be.
He transfers and he's the he's next year's quarterback at Oregon.
Well, we thought Quinn Ewers.
What do you think about that?
We thought Quinn Ewers was bound for the NFL and
thank you. Yeah. Wait, is Dylan Gabriel gone?
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel's gone. He has no but Ewers can come back for another year.
Ewers coming back for a back-to-back title run with Oregon.
Well, wow. I'm just saying like Quinn and there was this talk of like where does Quinn fit in the NFL? I'm not certain that Quinn has done a lot this year to ingratiate himself to the NFL. So it, he may make more money by sticking around someplace. I'm just not certain after that that you believe that your job is completely safe at Texas. And if he does come back, one of them is gone. There's no way Arch Manning sits again. So if he does decide to come back and play, it's either Arch is gone or my guess is they push Ewers out the door.
Well, look, I mean, based on age, they're pushing Ewers out the door.
Yes. I mean, and that's what Oklahoma did.
If they had to pick.
It sounds like Oklahoma was like, hey, man, we're going to go with the young guy who turns out, you know, isn't doing squat. But they kind of shoved Dillon Gabriel out the door, and Oregon was like, thanks, great, appreciate it.
Well, maybe they'll do that again, and Oregon will be like, thanks, great,
boy, wouldn't
appreciate
that be
it.
Something.
Another text says, wouldn't sending something like that be a part of McConaughey's job as Minister of Culture? Yes, it would. Good point. It's just, I think what we're saying is, while the greatness of Matthew McConaughey cannot be argued, I do believe that Texas has leaned into him a bit too much. Yeah. They've given him a bit too much slack on that rope, okay? That's just how I feel about Texas.
And I love, you know me, I love Matthew McConaughey,
but I'm
with you.
But it's a little bit of an eye roll at this point.
He's becoming too much Fireman Ed for me and less McConaughey.
Exactly.
By the way, did you see Fireman Ed last week?
Yes.
This douche canoe.
What did he do?
So Ed,
wait, maybe I didn't.
Ed released a statement on social media saying, Buck, will you go see if you can find this? Basically, Fireman Ed is up in a roar because home field advantage is being taken away because Ed and the other Jets 2 superfans are being phased out.
Oh, no.
And they're not being shown enough on the video board. And without Fireman Ed and his JTS Jets, Jets, Jets chant, they're losing their home field advantage.
No,
and this has
so
to
bad.
Stop.
I don't know.
Let me state for the record, Fireman Ed is the biggest douche in the NFL.
Well, aren't all superfans like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
but imagine thinking that much of yourself that you not being shown enough on the video board is the reason why the Jets suck. Which, by the way, Fireman Ed, you abandoned the Jets a couple years ago, and now you're trying to come back because you thought they were going to be good? Dude, get
who
bent.
Even is Fireman Ed?
He's just some fireman named Ed something.
Is he a
Ed
real fireman?
Anzalone or Anzalone?
Yes, he is a fireman.
The quote here says, I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're phasing us out. I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident what is happening. And it needs to stop, because we need a home field advantage. That's what we have when and we need to keep it going. Something is going on, so please let me know if you know something.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, that's so sad.
How deep?
You're a pathetic loser, so.
What do you think you are?
Yeah, super fan out there, I hate to tell you this, man, but dude, he's such an effing loser. You kind of are all in that boat. You just are.
Yeah, you are.
Some are better than others, but you need to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and realize, just stop. Stop.
We got to wrap up Alabama, Tennessee, and then Oregon sitting pretty at number one coming up on The Fan.